Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text for this 17th week after Pentecost is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, reading verses 13 to 15. Then some people brought little children to Jesus to have him place his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. Then Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After he placed his hands on them, he left that place. This is our text. Dear people of God, Jesus loves the little children. We know that. There are many songs that sing to that truth. But that truth was not always so evident. The disciples were shocked to learn this truth, even though they should have known better. Jesus and his disciples were on their way to Jerusalem. This is Jesus' final march to the holy city and to the cross. Jesus knew what awaited him in that city. The disciples didn't know, even though Jesus had told them. The disciples just thought that something big was about to happen. Even though by this time in his ministry, Jesus had said some very controversial things. Things like, "You must eat my flesh and drink my blood, or you have no life in you." And he said, "Whoever believes in me will have streams of living water flow from within him." Even so, large crowds still gathered around him. They pushed in on him so that he might touch them and heal them. See, the crowds at this time in Jesus' ministry were pretty much done with him when it came to his teaching, but they still liked the miracles. So we find the disciples today chasing mothers away from Jesus. Mothers who are trying to have Jesus touch their little ones. These little children, these little ones, are babies. The Greek word here for little children is the word for infants. Now, it can be used for children from 0 to 7 years old, or even possibly up to 20 years old, but most of the time the word is used for little ones. You can see the mothers holding their little ones up to Jesus to have him touch them as he passed by. The disciples are having none of it. They knew that Jesus was on an important mission to Jerusalem. "We are headed up there. We might even have a discussion with the scribes and the Pharisees, or even the high priests." Jesus had mentioned something about them. But Jesus is way too important to waste his time with these kids. But Jesus stopped the disciples, and he said to them, for all to hear, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." And then he received the children from their mothers, and he placed his hands on them in the most wonderful way. He took the children from their mothers and enjoyed their smiling faces. He reached out and he touched the children on their heads and blessed them as he passed by them. Can you see how happy those mothers were to have the Lord Jesus touch their children and to bless them? And he prayed for them. Did you notice that in the mother's desire? They wanted Jesus also to pray for their children. Maybe they didn't even know how much they needed that. For Jesus was on his final march to Jerusalem. The few believers who remained needed the Lord's prayers for them to keep their faith intact as they witnessed what would happen to him in those days. Is Jesus, the now crucified one, really the Savior? Is he really the Son of God? Only people who had the strength of the Holy Spirit. Only those who had the Lord pray for their faith could withstand that day. Jesus gave all that those mothers desired. Now, we love that picture. Many of us have some form of that picture hanging in our homes. Jesus blesses the little children. But again, like everything popular in the Bible, this idea of Jesus blessing the little children has been misunderstood by many. The misunderstanding goes like this. Jesus loves the little children, and therefore Jesus is for little children. Jesus is only for little children. And that kind of thinking plays out by a person reasoning, well, I'll give my child some kind of Jesus teaching. I'll make sure that my child goes to school, to our Christian day school, or to our Sunday school. But not me. I'm too old to learn about Jesus. I know enough anyway. I know that Adam built some kind of ark. I know that Noah led the children of Israel out of Egypt. I know that Peter was thrown into the lion's den or something like that. I don't need Bible class. Jesus is for little children. That's the thinking that drives so many of our young people out of the church. As soon as they are confirmed, we make them think that they have graduated and they have no more need for learning about Jesus. And we do not take them along with us to Bible class because we're not in Bible class either. And so away from Jesus they go. Jesus loves the little children, and they need to learn of him and to grow in knowledge of what their Savior has done for them, how he has had mercy on them, how he forgives them and saves them. But so do the teenagers, and so do the 20-somethings, and so do the millennials, and so do us Generation Xers, and so do the baby boomers, and so do the old people. Jesus loves and died for us all. The God the Father has declared all of us to be not guilty. He has declared us to be forgiven through Jesus' death and resurrection. And the Lord Jesus has taught us many mysteries of the kingdom. He has taught us many secrets about his mercy, about how much the Father loves us. He's taught us all these things in his word. See, it is to our benefit to be in the word, to learn about God and the mysteries of his love. Learn the word while you can, while you can still read, while you can still comprehend the word of God, and while the government still allows us to gather and to study these things. The gentle rain shower of the gospel is passing by. Enjoy it while you can, because there is no guarantee that this gospel will remain in this place for years and years to come. If we do not use the word of God, the Lord can very easily take it away from us and give it to a people who will appreciate it. This idea of Jesus blessing the little children is not a cute picture. This is a serious picture. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Well, what in the world does that mean? It means that the kingdom, the saving activity of the Holy Spirit in your hearts through word and sacrament, belongs to little children. It's theirs. We like to think that we are the keepers of the word and the keepers of the church. But this church is not our church. First of all, this church is the Lord's. And that's a truth that has helped many pastors survive in difficult days of the ministry. To remember that this is the Lord's church and this is the Lord's word. If people here don't want the word and the Lord takes his church away from them, well, then that's his business, not mine. But the kingdom is also belongs to the little ones. You are in the church because they allow you to be in it. You are here to serve them. You are here to provide a place for the little ones to read and to study and to discover the mysteries of God's love and mercy toward them. That means that we better have something for them. We better provide a church and a school and a Sunday school and a worship that they can understand and join in. What's better than a three-year-old saying the Lord's Prayer loudly and boldly for all to hear around them? That's who owns the kingdom. The rest of us are their servants. And why are they so important? Why is the kingdom theirs? Well, because of their faith, of course. How many times did Jesus tell us? Unless you are turned and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Children who have been baptized and who have been taught the word believe. They believe that Jesus is their Savior. They believe that those who die in faith in Jesus go directly to heaven. How many children have not displayed the true Christian faith the most clearly at a funeral? As one might say, Mama, don't cry. Grandma's in heaven. That is the great faith that we all need. A faith that does not question the motives of our loving God. A faith that does not doubt the power and the saving ability of our Lord and Savior. A faith that trusts Jesus. The kingdom of God belongs to such as these because they believe. We need to learn from them what real faith is, that we might join them in their church. Join them in worshiping the Savior of their kingdom, our Lord, Jesus, Christ, the very Son of God, the lover of our souls and of little children. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.